It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm Jeff Horwich, in today for John Moe. Monetization. For social networks like Twitter and Facebook, it's the most essential business issue they face. How do you turn all those eyeballs into money in your pocket without driving people away? One major social networking site has declared that it will not, and it will never, monetize its audience. CaringBridge lets people facing serious health issues set up pages to network with others who care about them. It's a nonprofit, but it's potentially big money. 500,000 users a day who might follow a link to buy cards or flowers or whose data could be valuable. CEO Sana Mehring says the pressure to monetize even sick people and their well-wishers is very real.
Well, we get calls every day from various people that want to be able to use the CaringBridge social network for advertising, for the data that we have. So it is freeing to be able to say no.
But Sana, what if you're missing an opportunity here to raise money, let's say, that you could then put back toward your nonprofit mission?
The underlying mission of CaringBridge is to amplify love, hope, and compassion worldwide, making every health journey easier. And we've learned that it's such an important environment to protect that allows the financial model of charitable giving be very strong. So we've actually proven out the model over the last 15 years.
Now, you do monetize, of course. When I go to the CaringBridge site to get an update on a friend, it's pretty hard for me to miss the donate to CaringBridge button. It's a lot like public radio in that way. How is that different?
People do not directly pay for CaringBridge, but certainly CaringBridge needs to be supported financially. And we do use the idea of charitable dollars. They see the true value of this idea of a caring social network.
The financial model works, and the visitors to CaringBridge keep coming.
So in 2009, I was actually 9 months pregnant and having some crazy symptoms, and it came back that I had a brain aneurysm.
Jenny Council was 29, with a weak artery near her brain that could rupture and cause a stroke. She wasn't about to go tweeting or Facebooking her way through her brain surgery. Knowing that CaringBridge was not trying to monetize her interactions made it a better choice.
It's so emotional, I guess, is how I could describe it for both parties. For someone to continually be checking up on me and having to see ads or having to log in and make an account, it took away from the fact that all they wanted to do was find out, was I okay? Could they come and visit?
3 years on, Jenny's doing fine, getting ready to celebrate her daughter's third birthday. Remember that Saturday Night Live cartoon where the living ex-presidents would fly in to unleash their superpowers on our problems?
The Fabulous Foursome for right against might.
Well, today we've got something kind of similar, except instead of ex-presidents, it's the bored billionaires. Elon Musk wants to pioneer the electric car. James Cameron is exploring the bottom of the ocean. And now Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos says he has found and he intends to retrieve the long-lost rockets from the moon landing. Of course, there's quite a spectrum. Richard Branson wants to make it possible for other rich people to float in space for 10 minutes. Bill Gates wants to eliminate malaria. So instead of all this haphazard submarine and rocket ship building, what if we took a cue from Bill Gates and actually set up a list of pressing issues for billionaires to take a whack at? Ready to make your mark, big guy? Well, what's the next thing on the list? Health insurance reform, anyone? This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm Jeff Horwich.
Marketplace Tech Report is supported by PhoneTag.com, a service which converts voicemails into emails or text messages, designed to make individuals or businesses more productive. More at PhoneTag.com.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.